It's not always easy being a liberal. We all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time, but when we need to unburden ourselves, we can always confess our liberal sins. If you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. But right now, it's my turn. Bless me, Brother Riley, for I have sinned.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Well, it's about the anti-war rally Saturday.
That was a magnificent expression of dissent against an unjust war.
Yeah, I know. I know. It was a beautiful cause, and I support what they were doing 100%, but...
But what?
I skipped it. I was in D.C., and I just didn't go.
Why is that?
Well, there were like 250,000 people there already, you know. 250,000, that's a good, solid, angry, impressive anti-war number. I mean, who's going to notice if Mark Maron's not there? Plus, I have to save my voice, you know, for the show, and all I could have done is not an agreement, you know.
Well, Cindy Sheehan was there.
I know. I talked to her on Friday, that day, the day before, you know. She loves us. But there are never enough toilets at those rally things, and I'd probably run into somebody I knew in the third grade or something. It would be awkward. You think Cindy Sheehan noticed I wasn't there?
Maybe. You're her friend. She would have wanted you to go.
Oh, man. But I'd already spoken to her early at the Green Festival. You know, I'd spoken at the Green Festival that day, and I figured I'd already punched my liberal good deed ticket for the weekend. I just...
Let it out, my son.
Oh, I wanted to get a jump on the traffic back to New York. I hate the war, but I hate the gridlock and the crowds, and
I think I have a good idea for your penance.
Hit me, Brother Riley.
You have to go to the next anti-war rally. You have to charter a bus and recruit 60 people like yourself who think it's too inconvenient to go to an anti-war rally. And you have to speak.
Okay, all right, I can do that. But wait, do I have to follow Dennis Kucinich?
Could be. Now go forth and sin no more.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Riley. Now, if anyone else out there wants to confess and seek absolution in our liberal confessional, you can give us a call right now at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. We'll be back in a moment with your confession, so stay with us. It's 14 past the hour, Air America Radio's Morning Sedition.
Join the Morning Sedition right now. Call 866-303-2270.
What?
That's 866-303-2270.
You don't know until you've tried this.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Damn good.
Nineteen past the hour, it's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program. I am Mark Maron. That is Mark Riley.
Happy birthday, Mark Maron.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you to say again. I appreciate it. I appreciate the cake. I got a little cake headache, though. I got a little dulce de leche Entenmann's headache here. But I think my brain is going to be preserved for prosperity. You know, I think if you eat enough Entenmann's, I don't know how they do it. How do they keep it moist for
a
decade?
It's addicting.
It looks like someone else out there has something to say to me. Vincent, how are you? Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, Vincent.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that. You enjoying the show today?
Yes, I am. I always enjoy you guys. Like I told you at Cobb's when we first met, you guys are intense, and you've got teeth, and you bite these people.
Oh, this is Vincent from San Francisco?
That's who it is.
Oh, you're not? Are you in Manhattan?
No. Hey, it's the middle of the night, but I heard it's your birthday, and I just thought I'd give a call.
Oh, he's a big bastard. Supporter. He's a big fan of ours. He's the one that sent us that album.
Oh, okay.
Intensity.
Oh, all right. Hey, Vincent, what's up, man?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm trying to hang in there, you know, trying to keep my spirits up,
okay.
You know, protesting and, you know, just trying to maintain the voice of peace, the anti-war voice.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for calling, Vincent. I'll see you out there. I'll be out there later next month.
I know, okay.
Okay, right, great. Take it easy.
Hey, Mark, wait a minute. There's another call on the line.
Okay. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I know that voice. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mark. Hey. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. How are you?
Good. I didn't call to confess any sin. Well, I am sinless.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you
said. I call to sing.
Oh, uh-oh. All right. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marky. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks,
Marky.
I, you know, it's weird. I thought, like, she wouldn't embarrass me, would she? But you actually, I be honest with you, Mom, that was as that is the most on key I've ever heard you sing.
I know. See, I'm getting better as I get older.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know, I told everybody the truth about how I was found when you were 20 years old and I was 15, and you took me in.
Thank you, so much.
Yeah.
She sounds like she meant that.
And that makes you how old again?
Well, it makes me about 42, but it makes you about 40.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So yeah, I'll take it.
I'll do the math on that. We have problems with math problems here. So what are you doing? Are you off to Pilates? Did you go running already?
Not yet. I had to wait to call.
Did you go running during the hurricane?
No.
Oh, well, good. That's good. That's a change for you. Well, I love you, Mom. Thank you for calling.
I love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye. So let's take a couple of these confessions. Would somebody do the math on that? If my mom found me when I was 15 and she was 20 and she took me in and I'm 42 today, somebody do that. And
she's 57.
Oh, that's not good enough. She took me in when I was 20. She adopted
maybe
me.
You were 20 and she was 15.
Yeah, that's it. She was 15, I was 20. And she took. It was awkward because her mother, my grandma, didn't know what I wanted with her daughter. And I wanted a mommy. And they okayed it. All right, that'll work. Dennis. Dennis, what is your sin, Dennis?
Hey, Dennis.
How you doing, guys?
All right.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you very much, Dennis. And is it? Am I to understand that you've sinned, sir?
Yes, I have.
Okay, what is that sin?
During Dick Cheney's operation,
mm-hmm.
I prayed for them to leave a rusty implement inside of him. And I'm serious.
I like the details. Not just an instrument. Something like they'd be operating with some rusty old, it's like, give me the scalpel. It's like that William Burroughs boots. Give me new scalpel, nurse. This one's got no edge to it. So you were just hoping they'd leave that in there and he'd rot a gangrene or something.
Yeah, I didn't want it to be quick. I wanted it to be slow.
Yeah. Well, you know, oddly, the guy's had 4 heart attacks. He's had 2 angioplasties. They've operated on his knees. He is dying very slowly. But you would have wanted it to be a little more gruesome. And sadly, Dennis, they actually did leave machinery in him. He's almost all mechanical now. But I have to be honest with you, Dennis. Here at our show, we've had this experience before where we have liberals calling up saying that they feel guilty for wishing ill upon Republicans, certainly the Antichrist such as Cheney, and we don't really consider that a sin. We just feel that's healthy thoughts. On a Christian level, it may be bad to wish other people's harms, but in the progressive level, on the liberal anger level, we think it's fine that you experience your anger in that way.
Oh, I feel much better.
Yes.
There you go.
So if you want to feel even better, why don't you make a donation to the American Heart Association or something like that?
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Dennis. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, here we go. Christine calling. What is your sin?
Hey, Christine.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, well, this is kind of an anti-confession because... about a month ago, it was that time of the month, I was real sick and nauseous. I'm going on an errand about around midnight.
Yeah.
Okay, I lock up my apartment, go down the stairs, go around the corner, and all of a sudden I get that impending doom that I'm going to be sick.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and I'm like, well, there's an alley right next to my house, between the two houses. But more importantly, for the last 5 years, I've lived next to the fundraising headquarters for the Republican Party of the state of Wisconsin.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
And they have these big glass doors.
Yeah.
And I barked on their building.
That's intentional vomiting on the Republican National Committee fundraising headquarters in Wisconsin. You know, that gets a... I think that is a beautiful way to take something that you know is going to happen and use it for the political good.
It was going to happen somewhere.
Yeah, and I like that you aimed it and you actually
it was aimed quite well.
And that
it was
you
all over.
Well, I'm glad you got this off your chest. Just on in terms of you had a little minor vandalism guilt, but it doesn't. It is certainly not a sin, and I want to thank you for doing that, Christine.
All right.
Thank you very much. That's she's listening to the Mike in Madison, one of the great affiliate stations we have here.
Oh yeah.
Who actually does the job in publicizing our network? John. Oh yeah, John in New Jersey. We got what's your sin, John? We got about a minute here.
Hey John.
Well, good morning, guys. Yeah. Happy birthday to you, Mark.
Thank you very much.
I'm a Democrat, mm-hmm. and my fiance is involved in town politics in the Green Party.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my sin is I drive a Cadillac.
Wow. Well,
what?
I've got a penance for you. Go out, get yourself a stencil that says John's Limo Service, and start...
making some money from that Cadillac.
Start.
It is a six-cylinder, though. It is a six-cylinder. It's not the big gas-guzzling eight. It is a six.
Well, I say that John's free limo service starts next week, and you take people to work.
Yeah.
Save a little gas there, John. How does that make you feel? Is that all right? Does that give you any...
That makes me feel better. Thank you.
All right, John.
Take
thanks.
It easy.